You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Sean Cohen, the president and CEO of Rand Diamonds, Inc., and developer of the Rand Defined Diamonds Disc. Rand is a leading supplier of diamonds from the source and a long reputation for quality, excellence, and integrity. Mr. Cohen, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And certainly our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing from you today. So explain the long multi-general history of Rand Diamonds and how the company started all the way back in 1947.
Sure. My grandfather escaped Europe just before World War II, and the one place he could get to was South Africa. So in 1947, the government in South Africa decided that they didn't just want to be mining diamonds, but they also wanted to offer opportunities to people in the country. And that basically meant doing more with diamonds, which was the cutting and polishing. So the government mandated that a certain percentage of the diamonds mined in the country had to be sold locally or offered locally for polishing. And my grandfather, because he had links to Europe, saw an opportunity, employed some diamond polishers from Amsterdam to come to South Africa and teach the locals how to polish diamonds. And they started on it and turned out they could do a better job. And that's really how the company started.
And that is quite a history. So interesting. So, Sean, you are the third generation to own this esteemed diamond enterprise. What inspired you to create the Rand Defined Diamond Disc?
Well, I started working in a diamond factory, and I started learning how to polish diamonds, which is really the best way to understand them. And I always saw that some of the diamonds we polished were spectacularly beautiful. And that had to do with the precision of the cut of the diamonds more than the color or the purity. And then one day I was walking on the streets of London, and I had a £1 coin, which is an English coin. It's a thick, heavy coin in my pocket. And even though I know it was just made out of alloys, it felt like money. And I know diamonds are very valuable. So I started to think, how could we sell exceptional quality diamonds to the public at what we call the polished trade price, which is the wholesale price, and instead of just in jewelry, in a way that people could buy them to have as an investment or to put in jewelry later. And we came up with the idea of a disc which looks like a watch face, and it's got one to three diamonds set in it, and you can hold it and look at the beautiful diamonds, and it's really a portable diamond vault.
And how clever is that? And that is absolutely awesome. Now, excuse me for asking, but what is it exactly, and what does one purchase it for, and why is it a wise investment or gift?
Okay, well, I know that since the dawn of human civilization, people have coveted diamonds. And people have coveted diamonds for two reasons. One is their natural beauty, and the other is this incredible store of wealth. So in the modern world, where things are very uncertain, nobody knows what's going to happen, and where pretty much anything you own is what's called on the grid, it's either electronic or paper, I wanted to offer something that people could buy and own that was theirs, that they knew what they had, that was secure, that was beautiful, and that you could pass on to people who were important to you. And what we found is that many people bought a diamond disc as a legacy gift, actually created a legacy occasion where grandparents or parents would sit down with their children or grandchildren, and they would give each of them a diamond disc. And what you're giving is something that shows you really care, also something of incredible financial value, and something that increases in value, which is one of the things about diamonds. They have a pretty much uninterrupted chain of value appreciation through time. They do not gyrate wildly like other investments. It's just a slow, steady, incremental increase.
And thanks for your response. Most helpful today, we're speaking with Mr. Sean Cohen, the president and CEO of Rand Diamonds, Inc. and developer of the Rand Defined Diamonds Disc. They are a leading supplier of diamonds from the source and has a long reputation for quality, excellence, and integrity here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Cohen, explain why the cut of the diamond is so important to its value and beauty, and tell us about how your diamonds are valued.
Okay. So many people think that the cut of the diamond refers to the shape. Is it a round diamond or some other shape? But cut actually refers to the precision to which a diamond is polished. So if you imagine some examples are the girdle of the diamond, which is the edge. On some diamonds with a lesser cut quality, there'll be a variance in the thickness of the edge of the diamond. So you could imagine it like a jar with the lid not screwed on properly, or the point at the bottom called the culette, how on center is that, or how round is the diamond? And this is important because a diamond is a prism that essentially refracts light, reflects and refracts light. And the more precisely it's polished, the more brilliantly it's going to do that, and the more beautifully it'll sparkle. So today there is actually a standard and a spec, a cut grade spec, and the highest standard is called triple excellent. And that's important for a number of reasons. I mean, one is the beauty of the diamond that you have. And the other is, while some diamonds people may debate their qualities or values, if it's triple excellent, you're already starting with the highest standard. And every diamond we sell, we're always looking towards its resale. What's its resale ability and value? Because we don't know, 10 or 20 years from now, some of the people who bought our diamonds may want to sell them, and we want to make sure that they get the best possible market price at the time. You asked, I think, also about how they're valued. So there is a standard of diamond valuation, and all diamonds are valued based on four factors: the cut grade, as we discussed, the weight of the diamond, the color, and the purity. And today, all of those, so in that sense, it's a little more complex than gold, where people just know it's 24 carat and what it weighs. Here, there's four factors. But today, all of those four factors can be objectively measured. And there is one very fine laboratory in the United States called the GIA, who developed all the standards for diamonds. And we start with the GIA as our base standard of measurement, and then we apply our own stricter criteria on that. And once you know those four factors, there is a standard market price as spot price, or we call it the polished trade price, and our diamonds are priced at the polished trade price.
And that is really some good information here, and it certainly helps us understand the industry just a little bit more. That's for sure. Now, where are your diamonds mined and polished, and why is that so important as well?
I think it's very important that I'd like to speak to the positives of diamonds. So our diamonds are mined in Botswana, which is a country just to the north of South Africa. It is, in fact, the largest diamond producer in Africa. And Botswana is a multi-party democracy. It was a country that was never colonized. The diamond wealth, diamonds were discovered there in 1966, has been spent on the people. It's had the fastest growing GDP in the world, or fastest growing per capita GDP in the world for some time. It was the poorest nation in Africa per capita, and now I believe it's the wealthiest. 65% of its GDP comes from diamonds. Now, those are just the basic stats. And let me tell you a little personal story about diamonds in Botswana. As was the case, you asked me about how a company was formed in 1947. We went to Botswana in 2005 and approached the government there that they should not only be mining diamonds and exporting them, but there was more could be done for the people of Botswana by polishing in Botswana. Eventually, the government agreed they wanted to do more for the people, and there was a younger generation that wanted more economic opportunity. We were granted a license to open a factory there. And we started with a training program where we started to train people to polish diamonds, as we had successfully done elsewhere. Today, that factory produces all diamonds to triple excellent cut quality standard, the highest in the world. And what's really beautiful about it is we saw that probably 80% of the people who came to work in the diamond factory were women from the surrounding villages. It was their first opportunity to really earn money and have financial independence. And they are now, in many instances, the major breadwinners in their family. So there's an old saying that if you give somebody a fish, you feed them for a day, and if you teach them to fish, you feed them for a lifetime. When you buy one of our diamonds or our diamond disc, you're paying the wholesale market price. You're getting the best diamond in the world. And on top of that, you are empowering the people in Botswana to live lives of dignity and earn their own money and prosper.
Well, Mr. Cohen, it has been awesome to have had you, and quite an interesting, unusual bit of information shared here today. It's not every day that we get to talk to someone directly working with a diamond supplier from the source, especially the information you just shared as yours is sourced back over in Botswana. And we really appreciate all the information shared here today. Where can listeners, if they wanted to get further details on your company, Rand Diamonds, Inc., where's the best place to do that online?
Listeners can go to our website, which is randdefineddiamonds.com. And you can also call us at our office, and I would be happy to speak to anyone. And our number is 646-669-7057. And I look forward to hearing from anybody who would like to know more.
Well, that certainly works. Again, Mr. Cohen, all the best, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Great. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Mr. Sean Cohen, the president and CEO of Rand Diamonds, Inc., and the developer of the Rand Defined Diamonds Disc. Rand is a leading supplier of diamonds from the source and has a long reputation for quality, excellence, and integrity. And for all the details, visit randefineddiamonds.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.